Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you again on the radio broadcast today. And we are sharing with you on the subject of overcoming doubt and unbelief in your life. Do you know God's Word is true? Do you know that His Word is always going to come to pass? If God said it, He's going to perform it. He watches over His Word to perform it. The Word of God is the Word of the covenant. His promises are sure and steadfast. You can trust in Him. He is going to bring His Word to pass. Don't ever let yourself draw back in doubt or unbelief. You know, if you're not seeing a promise come to pass, it's either a lack of knowledge, a lack of understanding of God's Word, or not acting on it. There's some reason why it's not coming to pass. Don't ever conclude that God does not perform His Word. This is how many people can get off in deception, because they do not believe the Word. They do not stand on the Word and continue and to seek the Lord for knowledge and understanding until they see the promise come to pass. Many times they'll try to act on the Word, but they won't be steadfast or some hindrances there. And because of it, they don't see the promise, and then they conclude that God's promise either isn't for them, or that He didn't mean what He said, or He's not going to bring it to pass, or maybe they fall back into that "if it be thy will" type of a lie. I'll tell you, God's will is His Word. His Word is true, and He will bring it to pass. He will prosper you. He will heal you. He will deliver you. He will bring you out of bondage. He will set you free and cause you to have the blessings of God coming forth in your life as you are a hearer and a doer of the Word of God. In the last broadcast, we looked at many situations there where they didn't believe, and we see why they didn't believe. In Exodus 4:1, it says, "They will not believe me, nor hearken unto my voice." They wouldn't believe Him. They wouldn't hearken unto His voice, even though they had seen God move and God had spoke to them and told them things. You've got to learn to believe God's Word. You've got to hearken unto His voice. If you don't hearken unto His voice, you are going to be abiding in doubt and unbelief. In Deuteronomy chapter 1, here is where the Lord had done signs and wonders, and yet they still did not believe the Lord their God. If you have seen God move in your life and bring forth an answer to prayer, bring forth a healing, if He did it once, He'll do it again. He is a God who performs His Word. Don't ever draw back in doubt or unbelief. It causes a hardening in you. In 2 Kings 17, verse 14, when they wouldn't hear, they wouldn't believe, they hardened their necks. They hardened themselves because they did not believe in the Lord. They didn't believe His Word. God is looking for a people who will have childlike faith, that will believe the Word of God, that will believe what God says is true, and they will settle that in their heart, and they will act upon it in their life. In Numbers chapter 20, verse 12, they didn't believe, and therefore what happened? They did not get to take the people into the land, speaking of Moses and Aaron. If you don't believe, they didn't enter into the land, and guess what? You're not going to enter into your own promised land, the promises of God that God has given unto you. And you don't need to see sense realm evidence. God says we walk by faith, not by sight. In Mark chapter 16, remember the disciples there, they did not believe the testimony of Mary when she came and said that Jesus was alive. And then Jesus revealed Himself to two of them, and they also came and told them about the fact that Jesus was raised from the dead and He was alive. But they believed them not as well. Don't be slow to believe the promises of God. Don't be slow of heart to believe. Don't have Thomas kind of faith. Remember, Thomas insisted that unless he would see, unless he would feel, unless he could put his finger into the print of his nails and thrust his hand into his side, he said, "I will not believe." Well, we're going to believe God's Word. We don't see Him, but we know He's real. We know His power is available. We know the angels of God are going to minister for us, the heirs of salvation. We know the Holy Spirit is going to perform that Word in our life. Well, Thomas, God was said that Jesus said to him that he was faithless because of the fact that he would not believe. He finally believed because he saw what Jesus saw, Jesus, and was able to feel the areas where the print of the nails was and so forth. Jesus said unto Thomas, because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. Blessed are they that have not seen and yet have believed. And he told them, he said, but be not faithless, but believing. If you're not believing, then you are faithless. Do not let yourself ever get into a situation where you are faithless. You need to believe what God's Word says. You know, when Paul was disputing with them, they hardened their hearts and they believed not. In fact, when people harden themselves, often what they'll do is they'll speak evil of that way. That's what happened in Acts chapter 19. He went in the synagogue, spake boldly for the space of 3 months, disputing, persuading the things concerning the kingdom of God. And when divers were hardened and believed not, but spake evil of that way before the multitude, he departed from them and separated the disciples, disputing daily in the school of one Tyrannus. Notice what happens. If you don't believe God's word and you get hardened, then what happens to people is they will start speaking evil of that way. Haven't we seen that in the body of Christ? You know, many people don't believe of speaking in tongues today, and so they have hardened themselves to it, and then they end up speaking evil of those that believe in it and experience it and practice it in their life. We see the same thing in the area of healing. There's some people that just don't believe that God's a healer. And so because they believe that, they harden themselves, and then they speak evil of those that are believing God for healing. Same thing in the area of deliverance, and I see this all the time, that people will not believe that Christians can have demonic spirits in them, which they do, and they need them cast out, and so they harden themselves, and so they begin to speak evil of this. And then, of course, whatever you speak evil of and you don't believe, then guess what? You're not going to see that promise come to pass. You're not going to see the healing or the deliverance or the victory that God has promised us. You know, if God's Word says it, we need to do it. You know, the Bible talks about that these signs will follow them that believe. In my name, they'll cast out demons, they'll speak with new tongues, and they'll lay hands on the sick and they'll recover. There's deliverance and speaking in tongues and healing. It's the sign to follow all believers. Don't draw back in unbelief and doubt, but believe what God's Word says. And especially watch out if you start speaking evil. You are going to be speaking evil against the way of the Lord. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 4. The Bible says it's the God of this world that has blinded the minds of them who believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine into them. What's going to be the answer for a mind that is blinded and is not believing? It's the light of the glorious gospel. It's the Word of God. You need to be hearing the Word of God. As you hear the Word of God and you get the Word of God in you, God's Word brings that light and it brings understanding to us. The reason why people don't believe is their minds have been blinded from the truth. That's why you need to be sowing the Word in people who do not believe on the Lord, that aren't even saved. Sow the Word in them so that their mind then can receive the Word, so that they can believe and receive that glorious gospel of Christ and get saved. Praise God. In Hebrews chapter 3, we see about what the effect of unbelief was upon the children of Israel. In verse 12, he says, take heed, brethren, and this is not only for regarding the children of Israel, but this is for us today. Take heed, brethren, that's the church, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. Take heed, he says, don't let an evil heart, he calls it an evil heart of unbelief. He said, exhort one another daily while it's called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. Anytime you don't believe on the Word of God, you have hardened yourself through the deceitfulness of sin. What are we supposed to do? We're supposed to believe and hold fast to the Word. In verse 14, he says, we are made partakers of Christ if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast unto the end. We need to be believing God's Word, and then we'll be a partaker of Christ. Then in verse 15, he says, while it's said today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your hearts, as in the provocation. For some, when they heard, did provoke, howbeit not all that came out of Egypt by Moses. But with whom was he grieved 40 years? Was it not with them that had sinned, whose carcasses fell in the wilderness? But to whom sware he that they should not enter into his rest, but to them that believed not? So we see that they could not enter in because of unbelief. What do we see here? There is an evil heart of unbelief. They departed from the living God. They let the devil come in, and they hardened themselves through the deceitfulness of sin instead of being a partaker of Christ by continually believing the Word and holding steadfast their confidence in the Word. And what was the problem? They wouldn't hear His voice. They hardened their hearts. And because of the fact that they were in unbelief, they would not enter into the rest. They wouldn't enter into the promises of God. In fact, Hebrews 4:1 says, "Let us therefore fear," speaking of the fear of the Lord, "lest a promise being left us of entering into His rest, any of you should seem to come short of it." You know, God wants you to enter into every promise of God in your life. We're supposed to have the fear of the Lord, "lest a promise being left us of entering into His rest, any of you should seem to come short of it. For unto us was the gospel preached as well as unto them, but the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it." You've got to believe God's word. You've got to mix your faith when you hear the word of God. Otherwise, you won't enter in. Remember in Matthew 13:58, Jesus could do no mighty works because of their unbelief. In Matthew 17:20, they couldn't cast out the demons because of their unbelief. Unbelief's going to hinder you. You can't move your mountain if you're in doubt and unbelief. Mark 11:23, you say unto the mountain, "Be thou removed, be thou cast in the sea." If you don't doubt in your heart, but you believe that those things, what God says, will come to pass, you'll have whatsoever you say. Peter is walking on the water one minute, and then he looks at the wind. He saw that wind boisterous, and what happened? He got afraid, he was fearful, and then he got into doubt. In fact, Jesus said, "O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt?" Because he began to sink. He got his eyes off of Jesus and looked at what the devil's doing. Keep your eyes on the Word of God and you'll stay in faith and hope. If you get yourself off, then you'll fall into doubt and unbelief. You know, if you waver, you can't receive anything of the Lord. God wants you to be a believer. Don't stagger at the promise of God through unbelief. Be a believer. You know, there remains a rest for the people of God, and that is the promises of God. And we're going to enter into it as we believe His Word and not fall after the same example of unbelief. Believe God's Word. Don't doubt. And watch God bring it to pass in your life. We'll see you on the next broadcast. God bless you. As I close